InsurTech specs to avoid wrecks. Ooh.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
I'm Jason, the tech titan Feltman. Welcome back, insurance innovators. Today, we are tackling a topic near and dear to my little heart, leveraging technology to streamline your agency's operations. Again, I'm Jason, the tech titan Feltman. What's your name?
Oh, I'm going to tell you in just a second, Mr. Jason, but I think almost every word in that first paragraph are words you love.
The tech titan?
Yeah, all the tech stuff.
And tackling topics?
Tackling topics dear to my heart, titan? Innovators, all of it.
Sure.
Well, you never would guess, but I am Craig, the efficiency emperor. And as the efficiency emperor, along with the tech titan, Mr. Jason, we learned the hard way that trying to run an agency without the right tech tools is a lot like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. It's painful, it's inefficient, and it's freaking downright impossible.
You know this firsthand that it's painful, Mr. Emperor? That you referred to yourself as an emperor.
Listen, this is the name that you gave me.
Oh, man, Mr. Craig, you're giving me flashbacks to my early days as an agency owner. Mm-hmm. I remember drowning in emails, pulling all-nighters to manually enter data. True story, too, because this agency didn't have an online CRM. And consistently dropping the ball on client communications. At least at first, I solved that problem immediately because it was a nightmare.
Dude, I feel your pain. So I had similar wake up call when I realized I was spending all this time on all these administrative things instead of actually growing my agency. That's when I knew I had to do something. We had to change.
Absolutely. And for me, that change started with identifying the biggest bottlenecks and inefficiencies in my operations. It was eye-opening to see how much time and money I was wasting on just horrible, repetitive, and manual tasks. Ugh.
Yeah. And that's a crucial first step, right? Once you've pinpointed those pain points, it's time to start looking for technology to help solve. So let me tell you, investing in the right agency management system was a total game changer for me. And that's your favorite word.
I love that you said pinpointed those pain points so poignantly. Same here, Mr. Craig. I'll never forget the day that I finally bit the bullet and implemented a new AMS. It was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Suddenly, all my client data policies was in a centralized place. I could automate a bunch of tedious processes that was just eating up my time and making me pass out on my desk.
I remember when you were doing that, that's when I first met you and you were talking about your system, all excited, making all these calls and you got callers and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, whatever, I got a phone system. I don't know anything about all that. And, automation piece, though, was the key because as you're talking about it nonstop, I started getting interested and then I started looking at it. And now I can't even imagine life without that, right? So we could focus on those high value activities. We're spending time on the relationships and all of the important things instead of filling out paperwork.
That is funny. That was our first conversation. Our first conversation was you with your coaching business and you jumped on a call with me and I remember spending 2 hours and we were talking about all the automation and everything in the agency.
And I'm going, oh, wait, that sounds good.
The first conversation. What? And you know what's funny? We had a conversation yesterday that was supposed to be 5 minutes and it ended up being 2 hours.
2 hours. It was like you were sick of my text, so you're just like, ah, and then call me, and then two hours.
It's true.
True story.
All right, back on track. Let's not forget the power of data and analytics, Mr. Craig. Before I started leveraging my agency's data, I was essentially flying blind. I had no real insight to my performance of my clients' needs. I literally had, I think it was 13 filing cabinets and these crates. The agent before me had these crates of files and information about the clients. And if I wanted to find something, it was not like let's say client A, like Sarah, right? Let's say if I was looking up a policy for Sarah, I'd have to look. It was alphabetically filed either in this set of filing cabinets, and then I'd have to check another set of filing cabinets that was alphabetically filed. And then there are all these other crates. So, if I had to look for something, it could take an hour to find what I was looking for. It was bananas.
Wow. Sounds a lot like you too.
Yep.
You still couldn't find what you were looking for.
Yeah. Well played.
Same thing. Same thing here, right? I had all these file cabinets. I came in, and then this is how little I knew. I took the all those. I think there was probably like 30 file. It was insane. There were so many, and you know how heavy they are, right?
They're the worst,
dude. So bad. And I unload those things, but the regional person told me, like, this is 15 year ago, Craig, listening to the people. And he said, oh, you have to hold those for X amount of time, you know. And I had just bought it. Like, they could not be there, right? Why are they there? Who knows, right? But instead, I got a rental, like a storage place. I brought all that crap to the storage place and put it in there. And then about 3 years later, I went there, took it all out and threw it away. So that was horrible.
Oh, 30. Gosh.
There were so many. So that office was really big and it was on every wall.
I hope you paid someone to scan every document before you discarded.
Of course we did.
Right.
I mean, that was back when you had to put each paper down one at a time.
Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. So, you know, and then our talks, like the data. So you're now talking about things like cost per sale. You're talking about contact rate, you're talking about quotes, and then you're saying, yeah, we're doing 8 quotes a day per. And I said, 8 quotes a day? And I'm thinking, man, I can't get my team to do 8 quotes. And he's like, no, 8 quotes each. And I'm like, what? Like, I remember like twitching, like, what? 8? What? Like, it's not possible. And then, oh, wait, it is, because you had the data and you had the numbers and you had all the information. Like, that. You weren't doing file cabinets. You weren't doing all that stuff, right?
Yep. Yeah. And it also helps with your current client. So like after the sale, we always talk about that, right? The quoting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which of course it helped. But like it made a big difference like after they were sold. Once they were clients of ours, it just really helped the client's experience. Obviously, if it was taking me an hour to try to find something in a filing cabinet and get back to them on the phone, having all that data available and being able to, just like everything became incredibly quicker and more efficient for our agents as well. And I learned this the hard way when I lost a big client early on because they were frustrated with how difficult it was to get in touch with us. And I remember it took like probably like an hour. No, this had to have taken at least 2 hours to get their policy information. So I came in as a new agent. I'm in the agency. I can't find any of their information. And like a dummy early on, I think I might have even have kind of said that. So they had zero trust in me. So they said, you know what? Well, you took over the agency. you're an idiot and you're, right. you know, I'm getting a new agent.
Yeah. It is remarkable because they hand you the agency and you're like, right.
Yeah. Who's so, they?
Yeah. I mean, amazing though, because, and same thing, right. I had similar lessons myself because I'm over there doing these things that were taking up all the time, making us inefficient. And right. it's interesting because you just, if you think that you're putting in a good day because you're busy, right? Like mm-hmm. I was doing something all day long, but all those things I was doing were not moving the needle at all. Like
yeah.
nothing was, we were not growing from me searching for an hour for a file or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny too. Cause I remember when like the self-service portals and the apps came out, and a lot of agents thought that that was going to take away their need, but then we shifted more to the model of let's help them use these tools, which we did, and they were very grateful for it. And it really did help the client experience, yeah. and it helped them. Man, there's times that we had older clients that we were able to help them with all of their technology, including their emails and texts and all this stuff. And they were so incredibly grateful on another level, right? Because yeah. now they're learning technology from their insurance agent, which right. is nuts. But the best part is it reduced the workload on our team. Because when your clients can access information, perform basic tasks on their own, it frees up time in the agency to focus on more complex, higher value interactions like sales, yep. or cross sales.
Right. And that is the most important thing in your sales first organization, right? So, 100. And then of course, implementing new tech isn't always smooth sailing. There's going to be challenges and it's important to take this lesson. I typically will see something and just go. And that's not a good idea with the agency when you're putting in some new tech. It's really good to slowly roll those things out.
Yeah. You get some.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. You get some frustrated staff, huh? Yeah. I've been there. It is so important to have a clear strategy and implementation plan. First, start small. Get buy-in from the team. You got to sell your team on it,
yeah.
and make sure everyone is properly onboarded. It really makes a difference on the vibe in the agency, I think.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, leveraging technology is about working smarter, not harder. And we say it all the time, right? We want to work smarter, not harder. So free up that time and energy so you can focus on the thing that moves the needle, which is serving your clients and growing your business.
Couldn't agree more, Mr. Craig. And if you're not sure where to start, we got a worksheet. I know you're waiting for it. I know it. It will guide you through the process of evaluating your current operations, identifying areas for improvement, and developing a technology strategy that aligns with your goals. And it's in the show notes down below.
True story. Remember, embracing technology isn't just about keeping up with the times. It's about positioning your agency for long-term success. Always be positioning. So don't be afraid to take the first step.
Well, that's a wrap, Mr. Craig. And for all you folks, until next time, keep innovating, keep thriving.
This is Craig, the Efficiency Empire Emperor.
Wow. And Jason, the Tech Titan Feldman.